The Senate voted for a budget that would give $88 million to the regional transit authorities. The budget approved earlier by the House allocated $82 million. Sandra Sheehan, administrator of the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority, said she's optimistic the final state budget will include enough money so the PVTA can cancel service cuts tentatively scheduled to take effect in September.
So once they go into conference, it is our hope that the state will allocate the resources that we need to operate the system.
PVTA fares will be going up 20% on July 1st. Paul Todd Hill, WAMC News.